Okay, today's daf is Kilayim daf Ayin Zayin, and we are on Ayin Vav Mabay. So today we talk about Maris Ayin. Today we talk about Rav and five brises that seem to be against the shita of Rav. So where do we get into this? Because if you remember, we had in the Mishnah had said, again, beginning of our Perek Eino Aser, the Mishnah had the three lines of Kilayim is only by Tzemer Upishtin, by Kilai Ha Begadim, and by Sara'as, and by Big Day Kahuna. And then we went into, it only applies to Tzemer Rechelim, and not by Tzemer Gamalim, air conditioner. Then we got into Shirayim and Klach, silk and Klach, Ein by Mishib Kam, there is no Kilayim, by them Midaraisa, because that's silk is not one of the two medium, it's not wool and linen, but Asur Mipnei Maris Ayin, but it's also because of Maris Ayin. And we said, maybe Lamaisa Bizman Hazet, let's read that. That's in the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Sadiches. We alluded to that yesterday, but we didn't read it. The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Sadiches that Bizman Hazet, Ein is Mishib Kilayim al Tzemer Chelim ve'Elim im Pishtan Aval Tzemer Gemalim Tzemer Arnovim ve'Notzer Shalizim, any other type of Tzemer and feathers, it's all Mutter. V'Chachamim Asru Mevnei Maris Ayin Meshi im Tzemer. Chachamim Asru'd silk with wool. V'Fishet Domel L'Pishtam V'Chein Klach V'Humin Shegadol B'Korach Hayam V'Chulu V'Domel Tzemer Asruha V'Ha Idna in continues the Shulchan Aruch. But today, right, quoting from the tour, Meshi matsui b'neinu v'akol makirin bo. Everybody recognizes Meshi. Everybody knows what it is. L'fichach inu m'shemarasayin. Therefore, there's no marasayin today. U'mutzer m'atzemer m'apishtam. And therefore, there's no problem. We mentioned yesterday from the Pischei Tshuva's question. L'chora kasha t'akaimalon t'davar shenesar af shebatalatam tzorach minyan acher la'atiro. So how can you change it? So he says, look at the Tiferes Yisrael in our Mishnayos that talks about it. And the Magen Avraham, I quoted yesterday from the Tshuva of the Rush that there, if the reason is yadua m'fursam, so then maybe that's an exception to the rule, and therefore that idea of the din still applying wouldn't apply. Okay, so the Gemara has that, the Mishnah had the comment about Maris Ayin, about the silk and the other similar items to Tzemer Upishtan. Says the Gemara, three lines to the bottom of Lasur Mabde Maris Ayin, even though Midaraisa these aren't Semer and Pishtan that are also midaraisa kilai begadim, but it's also mishum b'aris ayin. Rav Amar, then we have the sheet of Rav. Kol shehu aser mebnei maris ayin afilu b'chadri chador maser. Rav says anything that's also mebnei maris ayin that people might see and think something. What's think something? Also, we haven't touched on this, but remember the relationship with maris ayin chshad. Right, those two might be two different principles. They might be together. Some Rishonim put them together. Some Achronim say that maybe it's two different principles in Chazal. Rachshad means they'll think you're doing something wrong. Not that that'll lead them to do something wrong. Rachshad, the Gemara says, by Chanukah, that if you have two windows on opposite sides of your house, you have to put a Chanukiah on both sides. Because if you only put it on one side, somebody might see the other side and think what? Think that you don't have to light Hanukkah candles? Nobody's going to think that. They'll think that you didn't light Hanukkah candles. So that's chshad. Maris Ayin might be that, or it might be the next step. They'll think you're doing something, and therefore they'll think, oh, I didn't know that's mutter. I didn't know this was a kosher restaurant. I didn't know you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. And that's Maris Ayin. It might lead to their own doing something wrong. Two different ideas. But here it says Maris Ayin. So Rav says, the Zohar says Maris Ayin, even in private, even if nobody's looking, you're still not allowed to do it. Even though you might think Maris Ayin is all about the viewer, but still, says the Pnei Moshe, Delo Chilku Chachamim. The Chachamim weren't Mechalik. Lo Chilku Chachamim. Why not? So you might say it's just a low plug Durabanan. So if you look in the Ran Beitza, on Daf Hamad Aleph of the Daf Yeriv, the Ran says, no, two practical Chashos. Says the Ran, Shivata Matirlo, Birushus Ayachid, Afu Yasiki Birushus Rabim. If a person is allowed to do this in private, he'll end up doing it in public too. Lefi, Kivasha Adavar Mutter, Vyomar Ain Kan Roim. So if somebody does it in private, so then they'll end up doing it in public, and that'll be the problem that we didn't want to start with. Vechain Nami, Yesh Lahem Chachamim Lachush, not only that you will come to do it in public if you're allowed to do it in private, but you think you're in private. You think you're in Chadri Chadarim. But as the pasuk says in Koheles, the ears have walls. Ofa shamayim yelucha zakol. The ears have walls. The ears have eyes. Right? People are always looking. V'chei nami yisplayim lachal malacha sheva yireu adam rishus yachid v'lesser legamrei. Right? And therefore, that's part of Rav Svar, not just a low plug, but a low plug because maybe the person thinks that he's alone and he's not, or maybe the person will end up doing it in public if he's allowed to do it in this case. So that is the Shita of Rav. So now the Gemara quotes six prices that seem to all be against Rav. Right, there's some parallel discussion in the Bavli. The Bavli does not quote each of these brises, but a number of them. So number one, Mathisa Pligal Rav. The following brisa argues on Rav. Pishtan Shetziva Becheres. If one has black pishtan, right, linen that was dyed, right, we said generally pishtan is not dyed, right, we had that on yesterday, right, we said Ma Pishtan Kibir Yasa, beginning of the daf, on yesterday's daf, where we're comparing whether pishtan and semer apply to colored, so pishtan is Rash, the Mara Folda quoted yesterday, Ein Derech Litzvoa Pishtan, it's not the Derech, so if somebody has black dye on pishtan, pishtan should sava becheres. Cheres is some type of black dye. The Marafolda quotes charsa de ushchufi. It's quoted elsewhere. It's like this shoemaker's dye. So sava becheres lo yasevi mena imra mifursama. You cannot make a hem on mifursama. Is like a seen one, a conspicuous one. One is not allowed to make a hem using this pishtan. Why? Because, as the Marafolda explained, it's not the derech to make this in pishtan. And if you make a, it's a chut imra, the hem, as we know at the bottom of a beged, is very thick and very strong, and it's very visible, right? The hem of a robe, let's say. Vim yasa imra, mufur semes, and if you make it out of pishtan, people are going to think that it's semer, because people don't usually make hems, these black hems, out of of linen. They usually make it out of wool, and the beged is going to be pishtan, and people are going to think, oh, I didn't know you're allowed to do that, and therefore they're not going to know that it's pishtan on pishtan. They'll think it's semer on pishtan, and there will be maris ayin. So that's why. But what does the brisa say? Only if it's a visible, conspicuous hem, so that's what's not allowed. Clearly against Rav. Rav said, it doesn't matter if it's conspicuous or visible, right? It's always Aser. Afilu b'chad v'chadar is going to be Aser. Ubekar b'ksasos, mutter. The Brisa continues, if it's on pillows and mattresses and whatever it is in your own house, is mutter. Because that's chad v'chadarim. And therefore you see from there that Brisa number one is against Rav. That Maris Ayin, again, it's not this low plug on the action. It's just the Chazal only Asered where the Chashash is relevant, but if it's not relevant, then the Chal did not answer. Number one. Number two. Mastisa pliga al Rav. This following argues on Rav. I'm sorry, you're there. Kufnun. Pliga al Rav. This pasu most of it. There's an idol, and I dropped some money in front of the idol, so I have to pick up the money that was dropped. And if I pick it up, normally when I pick up money, I bend down. It's like I bow down. So the problem is, if I bow down and pick up the money in front of the idol, it looks like I'm bowing down to the idol. So, nispazim also l'rebbe zara lo yisochechu malaktan. You're not allowed to bend down and gather them. Shelo yehe kimishtachaveh l'avodah zara. It shouldn't look like you're bowing down to avodah zara. V'mayimakam sanua mutter. Again, if it's in private, so that is mutter. Again, against Rav, you only have to worry about what it looks like to others. Right? This is actually quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Yeridaya, a little siman in Kufnun, talks all about the halachas. There are many simanim in Shulchan Aruch about Hilchas Avodas Kochavim. Right? People think that, oh, Hilchas Avodas Zara, what does that have to do with us? They killed the Yetzirah for Avodas Zara, so I don't have to worry about that anymore. There are simanim upon simanim here in Hilchas Avodas Kochavim. Right after Yayin Nesech, Hilchas Kochavim start in Simen Kuf Lamid Tes. Kuf Lamid Tes, and it goes all the way till, Kufnun Zion is Yehar Bal Yavar, but that's included in Hilchas Avodas Kochavim. But in Kufnun, says the Shulchan Aruch, Mitzvah Lizrachim Mirach Alilun Dalad Amos. First of all, you're not supposed to be within 4 Amos of an idol, of an Avodah Zarah. Yashav lo kotz biraglo bifnei elilim, says the Shulchan Aruch, what if I get a thorn in my foot? Or, let's put it nowadays, yes, you have to tie your shoe. Let's say you have to tie your shoe. Oh, nispazu ma'os lefaneha. Or, let's say I have to tie my shoe or I drop money right in front of a church. And right in front of a church, there's this big cross there. So if I tie my shoe, bending down or pick up the money, it could look like I'm bowing down. Lo yasuach lasir akotz v'litil amos v'pnei shenir k'mishtachavela. Ella, what should you do? Yeshev, either go down straight and sit down. Go down straight, back straight and sit down. Then you're on the floor. Then you can tie your shoe. You're not bowing down. That's not called bowing down. Oh, yifana lachorav, or face the other way. Turn your back. Turn your back and go down. O tzado letzada lila miyacharkach. So that's the Shulchan Aruch here says that we have to be careful about that. Says the Shach, just once we're here, says the Shach on the side of the Shulchan Aruch here, Ulafima de Kaimalan, major machlokas rishonim, do we pass in like Rav or not? We have all these brises against Rav, as we'll see. But the Shach quotes, right, my discussion in the Rishonim. Ulfima the Kaimalon, and that which we all based on the Rambam, the Kodav Shah Azubi Shabbar Sad Filu Bahad Vihadar Masur, if you pass in like Rav, who adin kana filu ain shimadam ro ewasur. Even if there's nobody around, it's going to be usher to pick up your money bowing down. V'chein mavur b'smag, v'chein hu b'tosfus, hu b'agos ha'shri machmir, v'chein mashmir b'tur lehadye, v'chein heim das divrei ha-machaber. The Shulchan Aruch here is not machalek between whether anybody could see you or not. He just says it's usher. Sounds like being machmir like Rav. Again, it's a discussion. Some Shulchan Aruch seem like Rav and some not, but that is the Shach quoting the diuk that the Shulchan Aruch is not machalik between public and private. Avodah Zarah obviously is a huge topic. Just one ha'ara, one makar about Avodah Zarah. We know Avodah Zarah was commanded way back in the Aseret HaDibros, right after number two. Anochi Hashem Elokecha is number one, and number two is Lo Yielecha Elohim Acherim. The Meshech Chachma on that pasuk in Parshas Yisro discusses lo yiyah, and if you said, if you look at the Rambam counts four lo sases in the second dibur. The second dibur of the dibros, the ten dibros have more than ten mitzvos. Right, anochi Hashem Elokecha is a mitzvah, but Shabbos is one, but you have lo yielecha, lo sasalecha pesel, lo sishtacha velahem, right, our discussion, and lo saavdeim, right, mitzvah Aleph, lo sase Aleph, Beis, Hey, and Vav, in the Rambam's list. So you have four different ones. Ube'emes ki dvar mechram, b'kam and b'kam, with b'zukas hashas. And it's clear that these are four separate lo sases for many sugis and shas. The problem is the Ramban's kasha on the Rambam. Right, that's the problem. Why? Because if you remember the Gemara in Makkos at the end, where the Gemara says, what's the source for 613 mitzvos? So we have Torah, Sivalanu Moshe, Torah, Moshe gave us 611, Torah's Gematria 611, plus 2, Anochi, and Lo Yilacha, we heard straight from Hashem. That's the Makar, 611 plus 2. But one second. According to the Rambam, there's five mitzvahs in the first two Dibros. So if the Gemara says, well, the first two Dibros we heard straight from Hashem, those are 2 plus 611. No, it should be 5 plus 608, right? Because the first two Dibros are 600, there are 5 mitzvahs. So if it's 5, so there shouldn't be Torah, it should be Gematria 608 somehow, not 611. So that's the Ramban's Kasha on the Rambam. I mean, the Ramban also holds of that Chazal. So that's what Ulam HaRamban Heshiv Imkein Shamun Biyakvura Chamesh Mitzvos Umipi Moshe Tafresh Ches. We only heard 508 from Moshe. V'kfar biru chachamim shashamon bipi Moshe Torah Taino Tafresh Yud Aleph 611 V'shtaymi biyakvura V'arav kosiv zekama pa bevino nizkar. And the Rambam himself would agree to this Chazal l'chora, and he quotes this kasha from the Ramban, who pirish dvarav, and he continues, says the Meshech Chachma. It's a good kasha. He doesn't need my haskama to say it's a good kasha, but it's a strong kasha. Ulam, says the Meshech Chachma, chalila l'rabbeinu sheyalim yimenu mamar hashagah b'fif. Chas v'shalom, that the Rambam forgot a Gemara. Can't be. Rak Rabbeinu Azel b'shitaso b'sifro hamore. He says the Rambam's l'shitaso to what he wrote in Mara Nevuchim. Bebir aruch muchrach mikol shidus Rabbeinu Bali Atamud. Di Yisrael says the Meshech Chachma based on the Mara Nevuchim, and this is what he says. The Rambam, you have to read all the sifri of the Rambam to understand the Rambam. When the Gemara says that Bnei Yisrael, both places also in the Shabbos, when the Gemara says that Bnei Yisrael heard the first two dibros themselves, they did not hear any words. They didn't hear lo yielecha, lo sase, lo saavdeim. They didn't hear any words. They just had the experience of Anochi and Lo Yelecha. They had some type of divine revelation, and that itself proved to them Anochi Lo Yelecha. So it wasn't that they heard all the words, and therefore there would be five mitzvahs. No, they had a revelation, and they died from that revelation. And twice Hashem did Tchias Amesim, one after right after Anochi. Right, Tchias Amesim. Lo Yelecha Tchias Amesim. They gave the tal of Tchias Amesim, as the Gemara says. So therefore, when it says, Mipi HaGvur Shemanim, it doesn't mean that they heard words. They heard the call of Hashem. They heard some type of voice. The Yisrael lo shamu rakala lokim bilvad, below prate hadvarim. Upirish anochim lo yeh mipi HaGvur Shemanim, haynu mitzad Gvuras HaMofes. Ki shnei sharashim elu, mitzias Hashem Yisbarach ve'yoso echad, amnam yusku bimofes. So that's the Rambam. So when the Rambam says, understand the Anochi Lo'yelecha, he didn't hear both dibros, that would be five mitzvahs. No, he always heard the existence of Hashem. That's what Anochi Lo'yelecha proved to them. And that's what it means, those two were given. Then Torah means all the details, everything else besides the, not Dafka 6:11, but everything else after those two beliefs that were now implanted in them. Then they heard all the words. They heard all the words. Right, and that's the Meshachachma, Kidarkonis, and he says, Hare Mehera, Sarmi Ito Kushi Zeramban. Very quickly with this idea, the Ramban's Kasha is removed, Kidarkonis Gava. The Rambam's derech is very high. V'kvar amarti, I've said, but in the past, ki divrei Rabbeinu b'kol svarav biyada chazaka b'mora o b'pirush mishnayis ruach achas osam. There's one ruach to all the sifrei Rambam, and there's no chilek between the Mora Nevuchim and the pirush mishnayis, and got to put it all together. Okay, so that's the one thought about Avodah Zarah and what's learned out from the Gemara in Makkos. Okay, so we have one brisa against Rav from the colored pishtun. We have a second brisa against Rav from the bowing down. Number three, Masisa Pliga Rav. Partufo, Shein Matilin Mayim Bekrachim. This is also quoted in the next Sif in Shulchan Aruch. If there are statues, but there are water fountain statues, there are statues of idols, and out of the mouth of the idol, there's water shooting out. And the way that you take a drink is that you basically put your mouth to the mouth of the idol. Looks like you're kissing the idol. So says the Braisa, Lo ye nosei piv al piv. You're not allowed to do that. Shlo ye kimenashig l'avodah zarah. Doesn't look like you're kissing the avodah zarah. V'mayim akam sanua mutter. But if it's in a makam sanua, nobody's there. It's private. Again, it is mutter. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, again, it is quoted without that second line. That next sif in Shulchan Aruch, Kufnun, Partufos ha mikalchos mayim, bifnei elilim lo yaniach piv apiyam yishtim emrishin nireh, kemenashek le'elilim. Right, that's it. That's all the Shulchan Aruch says. Does not quote the second line. The Ramah adds, Yeshomrim, dekoshe nuasa elmerim aris ayin, kugon bedin zeh, em yeh sakana bedavar, if this pikuach nefesh, in yamos im lo yishtim, you don't take a drink, mutu lishto zeh, mizeh, mishom yaharig val yavar, the Chulu and other types of other halachas that are quoted there. Are you allowed to bow down to a priest who's wearing a cross on their necklace? That's the next halacha in the Ramah. Interesting, important halachas. But that's number three. Number three, Braisa against Rav. Number four, Masnisa Pliga Al Rav. This is kind of like a Mishnah. Kind of like a Mishnah in Meseches Chulin. The Gemara says, Ein Shochtin Beguma. In the days of old, the idolaters or the heretics used to shecht and catch the blood in a little hole in the ground. So you're not allowed to shecht into a hole like that, because that's the derech of the heretics to gather, and they write the marafolda. L'his asif hadam v'lechol alav. Right, you're not allowed to do that. Shochtin beguma. Aval oseh uguma b'toch beso. But if you're in your house and you don't want the blood to go all over your floor, you're allowed to make a hole so the blood trickles down into the hole in your house. B'shoshi yikarnis hadam. Bisocho. Ubishuk lo yasakin, but outside you're not allowed to do it. Shall yechak es aminim. Outside you're not allowed to do it because you don't want to imitate the heretics. And therefore, if it's outside, that is a problem. So again, the Mishnah slash Brisa seems to be against Rav. This one is not quoted against Rav in the Bavli. Tosfos in Chulin, Adav Mem Aleph, tries to explain why. Because everybody knows that if you're in your house and you make a hole in your house, that's why you're doing it. You're doing it so it doesn't get dirty. So that's why this isn't such a kasha on, wouldn't be a kasha on Rav, because maybe Rav would agree to this in this case, it wouldn't be a problem. If you look in the Rashba has a tshuva. The Rashba has a tshuva in Aleph Shin Mem Hei. Aleph Shin Mem Hei. There was a shochet that asked him that there was a practice where he lived. I don't know where this was. That whenever the Muslim slaughterers, they always shechted facing east. That was the practice of the Muslim shochtim. V'chein b'chol ha'avodah shalem achzirin p'neim l'ruach mizrach v'korin lo al kabbalah. Right? They said it's you know, the Muslims are doing it to Hashem also, but different religion. V'eim achashin davar zeh l'divrei ruach shalahem toelas. But they think it goes to like the wind god. Ukshiyavu ha'yisrael lishchot lo yanichu lishchot elem kein yishchot l'tzad el kabbalah kichukam. And the Muslims, who I guess ran the country in whatever country this was in, they did not let the Jews face any other direction. You had to face east. Ukishashami adavar charali. And when I heard this, the questioner said I was very angry. Lefishen daibaz sheish bazeh mishum lo selchu b'chukos ha'akum el sheish bazeh af mishum avodah zara sheim choshvin oso ruach l'toelas. Right, this is a problem. Shari shochel l'shem harim. Right, the Gemara talks about shechting to mountains. The Gemara in Chulin Dav Mem. Even if you don't have kavana for that, and therefore aser mishum nira. So I think this is a big problem. So he says to the Rashba, help me out. Help me out so I can be mevatel this. Says the Rashba, yasher chelach shemanata. I agree with you. It's a big problem. So he says, I think it's a big problem trying to be mevatel it. But I don't think it's like the other cases of shechting to the mountain and picking up the... why? Because it's not against their religion. If you happen to shecht it, we could shecht it to the east, we could shecht it to the west, we could shecht it to everything. It's not totally against our religion to shecht it to the east. They can think what they want, but it could be that somebody's going to view that. Is that the same as somebody, you know, bowing down to the idol? Oh, he dropped money? No, it looks like you're bowing down to the idol. Here, it could happen that you shechted in any direction. And therefore, I don't think it's as much of a problem, but because the Yishma'elim make such a big thing about it, then you should try to be mevatel as much as you can and do what you can. It doesn't sound like it's Yarev al-Yavar, but it sounds like you should try not to be involved in that. Okay, number five. Masdisa pligal rav. Higiel chazar achitzona. Mr. Shabbos. Mr. said that if I'm walking on Shabbos and my clothes are soaking wet, I can keep walking. I'm not choshes that I'm going to squeeze them out. Squeezing out clothes on Shabbos is a malacha. Is a malacha of sochet. There's the Rabbi Tam writes in a couple of places, Tosfos and Shabbos, two types of sochet. The sochet of dush and sochet of libun, of washing. So if it's clean liquid, like the rain, then that would be the squeezing out of the malach of cleaning, because it's part of the cleaning process. Right? We paskin that the modern washing machine, three stages of the process, any one of those three is also daraisa. Right? There are three stages. There's the soaking stage, where you get the clothing wet. Then you have the agitating stage, that's the loud noise, where it makes a lot of noise. And then number three is the rinsing stage, where it goes around very quickly. So that's the classic three ways that they did it 150 years ago, down by the river. Soaking and agitating and then the rinsing. So squeezing out liquid, clean liquid from a baguette on Shabbos is part of the malacha of libun. So if I'm walking with a wet clothing, so I'm not worried that I'm going to squeeze it out. But once when I get to a place where I can take off the clothing, then I'm allowed to spread it out in the sun to dry. You can't spread it out next to an oven or next to a heating agent. That's the bishul of the water. But there's no cooking in the sun on Shabbos. And therefore, you can spread it out next to the sun, but not in a public place. Why? Because people are going to think that you wash your clothes on Shabbos. And therefore, you can. And that's Lamaisa, by the way, we paskin, that you're not allowed to hang up wet, soaking wet clothing on Shabbos in a place where you usually hang up your freshly laundered clothing. If you put a wet shirt on a doorknob because you got soaking wet or on the back of your chair, that's okay. Nobody thinks that you could have put the clean clothing on the back of your chair or on a doorknob. But if it's in a normal place where you hang up clean clothing, fresh clothing, so that would be a problem. So again, you see there's a difference between in private and in public, right? Lo kenegad ha'am. Number six, final one. Masisa b'ligal rav. The following is also against rav. Biv. If somebody has a type of drainage channel, right? Like catches the water and it brings it away from the house. Biv shu kamar arba amos. What if I have a, I'm in my yard and there's a ditch that goes from my yard, I could pour something into that ditch, and then it goes all the way into the street. So I'm not allowed to carry on Shabbos from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Rabim. I also can't throw. I can push something from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So here, if I have this ditch that's, even if the first four amos in Rosh Hashanah Rabim are covered, Shu kamur ber arba amos versus rabim, which makes it into a makom patur, right? We know the different reshuyos on Shabbos. So I'm going from Rosh Hashanah Yachid, I throw it into a makom patur, and it comes out into Rosh Hashanah Rabim, ain shofin l'tochem ayin b'Shabbos. You can't do that. Even though if you happen to have poured it very softly into the drain, and then because of the way the drain is shaped a little down, that's why it goes, that's not usur. You didn't do it, the drain did it. But if I did it with force, I threw the water in because I wanted to get to the other side, that would be a problem. So people might think I did that. So that's why, if there's this drainage, I'm not allowed to pour the water in. V'tani Allah, imaisa mazchela mutter. But if it's a gutter, meaning if it's a situation where it doesn't rush out, so then it kind of like catches it and it goes out, you know, very softly, then people aren't going to think that I threw it in there in order to go out straight, then it would be mutter. And when I was gesham and mutter, and for sure in the rainy season, everything's mutter, because the rain's always rushing out. Right? So you see from all of this, it all depends about whether what people are going to think. See, noras, but kalchen asurin. But if it's a pipe that's, and a great drain that takes it out quickly, and people are going to think that I did it, so that would be usur. So all of these, lamaisa, if people are going to think that I threw the water out to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, it's usur. Tani bar kapari, my yamakam sadu a mutter. But if it's in private, then it'll be mutter. Again, all this seems to be against Rav's halacha of even bechadri chadarim is going to be aser. Elain pligin al Rav, v'les lukiyun. All these prices are against Rav, and there's no way to make them all work for Rav. We mentioned some of them, some of the Rishonim do, but altogether, cumulatively, it seems to be against. And as we said, there's a major machlokas. It's interesting that that Shah quotes the Rambam, after six prices against Rav, we still might pass like Rav. So, again, that's Ha'ara. Bikar B'Tzaz is Mutter. Back to Shatnis Halachas. The Mishnah tells us that... Let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said in our Adav here, Ayin Hema Beis, that Karmic Sassos, there's no issue of Kilayim, because, again, Kilayim is only Aser if you wear it or if it goes up on you. But something under you is not going to be kilayim as long as it's not touching your skin, the Mishnah said. Ovachelo ye besar no geabohem. As long as it's not touching. So the Mishnah says, ha de sema bereikon. Basically, empty sheets and begadim, that is allowed under you. Avo bemali aser. But if it's full, and it's full with feathers, it's full with cotton or wool, so then if it is full, it is usur. Why? Because it's a cushion. You'll sink in, and even if it's you're wearing a baguette or something in between, but if you sink in, then it might go up around you, and that might be called ma'ale, having kilayim on you, and therefore it would be a problem. And the Gemara continues, b'nasan al gabi misvat mistava. This only applies if it's on a hard surface. Even if it's empty, only on a hard surface is not going to be a problem. But if it's on a bed, so even if it's empty, then it could sink in and it could be a problem for you, even in this case. The Rishonim discuss how these rules fit in with Beis Adaf Yadal at the end of the first parak. Is also the Rishonim, the Gemara there gives different rules for Kilayim. The Gemara there seems to say that you're not allowed to sit on Kilayim, even if it's 10 mattresses under you. Right? Nowhere near coming near touching you. It's still Aser, and here it sounds like as long as you're not touching it, it's okay. So some Rishonim say it's the difference between something soft and something hard. Something soft is going to be Aser, even if it's lower down. Something hard will be more, there'll be more Megal. So all the Rishonim discuss it. The Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Aleph and Ilchas Kilay Begadim discusses these different rules. He said, "Mutar minat Torah leishiv agabim matzol shel kilayim. Shemar lo yala alecha v'latamatziu taktecha. Midar raisa. There is no problem whatsoever being on top of kilayim. Being on top of kilayim midar raisa. But midurabanan. This is the Gemara in Beitza. Afilu eser matzol zu agabizu. But takto shem kilayim. Even if you're on five mattresses and only the bottom one is shatnez, it's usur because." Maybe you'll sit on it without 10 mattresses and some of it will go on top of you. But that's only by soft materials. Yerios v'smalos. Aval karm v'ksasos. But if you have hard ones, v'lek alamechash, there's no worry about shema tichroch nima, a string might come up, then it's mutter. Then you're allowed to sleep on them as long as it's not touching. So the Gemara, the Rishon HaRosh is trying to put together both the Rishalmi here and the Bavli in Beitza. And then it's only if it's on something, if they're empty, but if it's on a hard piece of wood, putting it all together, Lamaisa, hard is easier, on hard, softer is worse of a problem, right? What about carpets? What if somebody has carpets? So again, you have to, if it's very soft carpets that you can like put your toes in and the strings of the carpets will go up and go around your toes, that could be a problem. But I think most carpets are not shotness. That's why we've never really heard of this. Really quote that story if I have time. Maybe we don't have time right now, but maybe we'll mention it from the Stipler. The Stipler and the Chazon Ish. Remind me to tell that story. Maybe not today. Oh, big discussion. We could spend the rest of the shiur on this. We will. But if somebody's walking in the street and they found kelayim, train amaron, chad amaras v'chad aron amutter, could you keep walking or not? Machlokes. Manda amar aser dvar Torah. According to what it said is aser, that's when you're wearing kelayim daraisa, you have to take it off in the middle of the shuk. Manda amar, why? Because you can't violate an issa daraisa. Even mishum kavod abrius, even if there's going to be embarrassment, so still, you can't violate an issa daraisa. Manda amar mutter, according to one who says mutter, that's talking about where there's only kilayim derabanan. Kahid amar abze'era, gadol kavod abrabim, shudoches a mitzvah belosa se shah achas. The Gemara says this in Brachas Daf Yotes, also in the Bavli. Gadol kavod abrius kibidoche losa se, which losa se? Losa sur. Yisuri derabanan. So kavod abrius is doche losa se derabanan. The Gemara here adds in shah achas, which means maybe only temporarily. Only temporarily, which is a not a line that's given in the Bavli. The Trumas Hadeshen, in Reish Pei Hei discusses what happens if there is a Kohen that is sleeping, and he's not wearing anything under his blanket. Upitam Karolo, and they said, "There's a dead body in the house. Quickly, get out." Sarachu, does he have to get out and jump out naked and not wear anything to get out because he's in Tumas Ohel, or can he first get on some clothes? So Tumas Hadeshet said, it's an Issa Daraisa. Godol Kavod Abrius is only Docha Losa Se Midir Abanan, but he has an Issa Daraisa of Tumas Ohel. So I don't think he could wait. But, if he's Shogig or Misasek, so then he's allowed to delay. So the person awaking him shouldn't wake him up and say, "There's a dead body, you gotta get out." He should say, "You know, you want to come out with me? I have to tell you something really important." So he doesn't have to tell him, and he can just tell him that and call him to get up, and then he can get dressed, and then he can come out. Related to this is it's well known in the world of Kilei Begadim, but we'll try to make it well known now. Machlokas Rambam Rush. Machlokas quoted in the Tur, and it turns into a machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. When the Gemara here says, if you see Begadim, if you see Kilayim, heroic Kilayim, and the question is, do you have the girsa bibigdo or not? Right? If you see kelayim in the shuk, you got to take it off right away. Is that only yours or your friends? Right? So like the Shrumas Hadeshen. The Rambam does not have the girsa of heroic kelayim. Doesn't say bigdo. Doesn't sound like there's any chilik going to the Rambam. For the Rambam, it sounds like if you see your friend wearing kelayim, you got to go tell him right away in the shuk. The Rosh has bibigdo. And the diak is that as long as the other person doesn't know about it, you don't have to tell him until he gets back home, where he can get another robe. So that's the question. Do you have to tell him? So again, this is a big discussion, Lamaisa. If you see somebody doing an Avera, but you know if you tell them something, you know, it's going to be tricky. Maybe they won't listen to you anyway, or maybe they're just going to be embarrassed. Right, telling somebody that the Erev is down, telling a Kohen who's in, Ohel. So many different cases where this comes up. Very Lamaisa. Tzni. Ein medakta gibbe meis velo bekelayim beveis ha-medrash. Wow. If somebody's learning Torah, and there's tumas meis midrabanan, and there's kelayim midrabanan, you don't have to tell them to stop learning. You don't have to tell them to stop learning. Talmud Torah is doche these isurei derabanan. Again, a big discussion whether we pass them this way. The Rishonim and Ksubas Daf Yud Zayin discuss. We don't have time. Rabbi Yossi Aviyasa Masdi Vayetamon Misa. Rabbi Yossi was giving a shir, and there was a dead body in the area. Min denafek le lo yomar klum. So the people who went out, he didn't tell them to go out. He just let them go out. Min diyasev le lo amar le klum. And the people who were sitting there, the Kohanim, he also didn't say anything because it was Masri derabanan. And bitol Torah, and Torah was docha. Rav Imi Aviyasim Masni, also he was giving shir. Amar Chavachavri Ata Lovish Kilayim. And one of his talmidim says to the other talmid, "Hey, you're wearing kilayim. You got to leave the shir." Ravimi got very upset. Amalei Ravimi, must have been a Durabanan. Shlach Ma'ev Yavle. Oh, why don't you take off your own clothes and give it to him? Right? What are you telling him that it's Kilayim? You know, I don't think there's a problem, so he got upset that one Talmud said that to the other Talmud. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Ein Arayla Kilayim, and we will continue Be'ez Hashem next time.